Chapter 13. The Brewing Industry. A traditional domestic industry transitions to a globalized industry with its wide varieties. The brewing industry is represented by refined sake, seishu, in alcoholic beverages, and soy sauce in seasonings. This industry has developed since ancient times in close cooperation with Japanese cuisine, washoku. Refined sake and soy sauce business operators were all over Japan, and there was at least one such business operator dotted in each region. The sake industry had its heyday around 1885, and the soy sauce industry had its heyday around the early Taisho period. In their heydays, the number of refined sake and soy sauce business operators exceeded much more than 10,000 respectively. However, after World War II, the number of business operators in Japan has been decreasing. One of the reasons for this is that Japanese cuisine has become westernized. As a result, refined sake and soy sauce have been eroded by relatively new categories. Beer and wine have replaced refined sake, and mayonnaise and dressing have replaced soy sauce. In 2020, the number of refined sake business operators reduced to approximately 1,200, and that of soy sauce business operators to approximately 1,100. These numbers were less than one-tenth of those seen in their heydays. The same can be said regarding the number of shipments. The amount of refined sake shipped in 2020 was approximately 400,000 kiloliters, which is just one-third of that during the heyday of refined sake, and that of soy sauce is approximately 700,000 kiloliters, two-thirds of that of soy sauce during its heyday. In Japan, the declining birth rate and aging population are showing no sign of touching the bottom, making the revival of this traditional domestic industry difficult, at least in the immediate future. Outside Japan, refined sake and soy sauce are seen as brand new products that people have never seen. In 2013, washoku, traditional dietary cultures of Japanese people, was registered by UNESCO as an intangible cultural heritage item. Since then, their production for exports has doubled. We expect that such tendencies will continue in the future. Furthermore, as with other foods, owing to a wave of diversification in the transition to a globalized industry, various refined sake and soy sauce-related products have been established. We now have a variety of processed products from soy sauce, such as tsuyu, a soup base, and tare, special sauce for meat. These products have the potential to contribute to the expansion of refined sake and soy sauce. In this way, the Japanese traditional brewing industry has been transforming into a global industry.